friends. Welcome to episode 3 of the That Sounds Fun podcast. I am your host, Annie F. Downs. Happy 2015. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm excited I'm here. I'm really looking forward to 2015. I am an odd number kind of gal, and I turned 35 this year, which is really fun to me. And I, in general, tend to really enjoy odd numbered years. So here's to 2015. I think it'll be fun. Starting out our show is my buddy Drew Holcomb singing one of my very favorite songs called Fire and Dynamite. He has a new record coming out this year that you guys are going to absolutely love. So I'll be sure to tell you about it when that happens. So tell me how you spent your winter break. What did you do over Christmas and New Year's? So I'll give you a second to answer. So here's what I did. I hung out with my family. I hung out with some friends. It was really great. And I laid on my couch and watched a Netflix show. I wonder if you've seen it. It's called The Paradise. It's like Downton Abbey, except instead of being set in a home, it's set in a department store. It's awesome. You like watch the people who work there. You watch the people who live around it and shop there. I mean, it's great. And it's only 2 seasons. I kind of feel intimidated when someone tells me to watch a Netflix show that is like 9 seasons long. I feel like I'm about to spend the next year of my life watching television. And while that may still be true, I don't want to know it from the outset. So The Paradise. I would love for you to watch it and tell me what you think. So with it being a new year and all, I have decided to pick a word for the year. I don't do this every year, but the last year I picked love. This year I decided and felt kind of pushed to pick the word Sabbath. And I thought it'd be interesting today when my assistant Sarah came into work, if we kind of sat down and talked a little bit about what words we picked for the year and why we picked them. Sarah is a dear friend of mine as well as my assistant. She's been in my small group from Cross Point Church since winter of 2011, and I've just grown to know her and trust her, and she has worked with me for a while now. And so I thought she'd be a good person for you to meet, for starters, as well as a person you would enjoy hearing from. And one of the coolest things is that this spring, Sarah is traveling with me. So if I get to come talk to you at your church or your youth group or your function, Sarah is probably coming with me, which is so exciting. Not only do I get to be friends with you, so does Sarah. And you're probably going to like her more, which is totally fine. I get it. I like her more too. So this morning we sat down and kind of talked about like, what are we hoping for in 2015? And what are those words we're going to choose? What's that one word we're each going to choose for 2015? To embrace and see what it would look like to change our lives a little bit around this one word. So here is my conversation with my sweet and wonderful intern. Oh, not an intern anymore. Now she's my assistant. With my sweet and wonderful assistant, Sarah Rademacher. Sarah, what I wanted to kind of talk about this week on the podcast is, since it's brand new 2015.
Yes.
What is it? You've picked a word for 2015. I've picked a word for 2015. Have you, historically, do you always pick a word every year?
I started for the first time last year, and my word last year was pure. And I think that having a word really helped me become more intentional about my quiet times with the Lord and what I wanted to hear from Him or how He spoke to me. And I think that by channeling everything through that word, I was able to see a little bit more of who He is and who I am.
Yeah. What made you pick the word in the first place? Like when you were sitting down thinking about it, how did you come up with pure?
I remember being in a yoga class, which doesn't ever happen. And I was breathing and meditating, and I saw this image of me and God in this snowy scene. Mm-hmm. And it was like a field, but it was all snowy and it was white, white as snow. And I remember his back was turned to me and I was running towards him, and he kept motioning for me to come with him, and we were like jumping through the snow. And I don't really get visions like that often, so when I do, I pay attention to them. And that was just kind of the first word that came to mind when I thought of verses in the Bible that talk about those who are pure in heart and spirit and all that stuff, and I really wanted to work on that. So
that's really sweet.
Yeah,
I love that. So Sarah in our entire small group actually all picked words last year. I loved it.
I know, it was so fun.
It was nice because every month or every week or randomly we would kind of look at them and think about them. Mm-hmm. And that mattered to me. It felt like we kind of had this grounding.
Yeah, that's it.
There was just this place that we came back to of like, okay, Annie, in the end it comes back to love for me. In the end it came back to purity for you. Mm-hmm. And there were others that were healing and brave and growth, and each girl kind of picked this thing that that they wanted their year to be impacted by.
Yeah,
Right.
And it was just a good way to remember what you were working towards and what you wanted to focus on.
Yeah.
And by having that word, you could write it on your wall, or you could write it on, it could be on a necklace or anything. And every time you look at that word, it automatically brings you back.
Yeah. That's kind of what happened with me with love, is that it just kept, it kept showing up in places.
Yeah.
And I ended up hanging it in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. I made a new piece of cheesy art that I drew at a retreat that sits in my room now. But I mean, it just kind of, you know, I think a lot of times when we pick a new word, we think that the majority, which is so interesting what we're about to talk about, but I think the majority of it is we go after that word. Yeah. And sometimes I think picking a word is more about finding a word and watching as God brings it to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Did you see that with pure? I felt that with love for sure.
Well, I felt that in my quiet times, a lot of the times the word pure would come up whenever, whatever verse I was reading. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool. It was like God was smiling down at that. And in conversations it would come up, and it was just a good way for me to also talk about why purity means so much to me, because people would ask me why I chose pure. And so through that came a conversation.
Yeah. And that's so interesting because with both of our 2015 words, like in fact, even my Pinterest board is called Chasing Sabbath. Mm. And yet I'm sitting here saying to you, like, a lot of times the word we pick, it comes to us.
Yeah.
But for 2015, it's something I'm really pursuing too. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see, like, is it going to come to me more than I'm expecting it to?
Yeah, I think so. I think that when we come before the Lord and we're very expectant of that, and we have that set goal that we're working towards, I think that God really honors that.
Yeah.
And I think it's very
okay,
honoring.
So tell me what you've picked for 2015.
I picked the word explore.
Yes. Which I totally love. As soon as you told me you picked explore, I was like, we've got to talk about this on the podcast, because I think that's such a cool word. So what's the catalyst for you of picking explore for this year?
Well, it came out of me looking at 2015 and seeing my calendar and all the times we're going to be traveling together. Mm-hmm. And it stemmed out of that being like, I'm going to be gone a lot of the weekends, and I don't want to miss all of those opportunities that we're going to have in different states and areas. And also, I'm always very cautious, and as much as being cautious is good and taking risks is good as well, being able to say that I want to explore more is more intentional for me to go into a situation and say, okay, I want to explore all the areas within this situation and make sure that I'm not missing anything.
Man, that's really smart. That is kind of fun. And that's one of the reasons I'm really glad you're going with me on speaking events this spring.
And oh, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be super fun. And because my inclination in a city is I'm here for work. Mm-hmm. So Boulder, Colorado, I'm here for work. So I want to stay in the hotel room and prepare my talk and make sure I'm on the right page with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then I want to walk to a close restaurant to make sure that, like, the car doesn't break down. You know, like, I'm not inclined to explore when I visit cities, because I'm like, we have to work tonight, you know? So I think it'll be good for us as well that you're kind of going to push us about that a little
bit. Yeah, and I want to be more intentional about seeing a city and really seeing
it. Because what if we never get to go to that city again? Like, here's an example. We're going to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on March 20th through the 22nd. We may never get to Sioux Falls ever again.
Right.
So we need to, like, see it.
Yeah, and I want to be able to live it up and also be able to have a bunch of pictures and be able to have a bunch of memories and really be a moment maker.
Oh, hashtag Carla's Laker. Be a moment maker. Yeah, I think that's right. And I want to make sure, here's my goal always. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of goals already when I go visit cities, but one of them is I like to get a Christmas ornament from that city. Because I think that'd be cute to have like a whole tree of things that have
travel
been Christmas
tree.
Ornaments. Yeah, my travs tree. And then the second thing is eat somewhere really local that people love.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
Those are two of
you
our goals.
You don't want to go to McDonald's?
No, I don't. Yeah, I certainly don't want McDonald's. No offense, McDonald's. But I do not want McDonald's. Sarah, how do you see explore? So clearly explore is an easy one when we're talking about going places.
Yes.
But like in your Monday through Thursday, you're going to be right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it look like for that word to infiltrate your quiet times or your relationship with the Lord too?
Yeah. Well, for me, when I think of explore, I think of finding all the different options within doing something. So for quiet time, I want to explore different ways that I can talk to God.
Mm.
So what that might mean is waking up earlier to have time with the Lord instead of doing it at night before I go to bed. And it's those little things that I'm exploring that I think in the end will add up. I don't want to set goals and have them be unrealistic. And I think that explore works in just your daily life.
Yeah.
Like, why not explore a different coffee shop than the one you always go to? Or why not explore a new book that you wouldn't have tried otherwise?
Right. And 2015 for you is a pretty monumental year.
Yes.
Explain that. What are some big changes in 2015?
Well, first, I'm graduating college, which is already a huge milestone. Mm-hmm. And I just got engaged.
Yay.
So I'm going to be married.
Yay. That's right. So it's a big year for you as well. I mean, I think explore is such a fitting word for the year as well. It's like God's, your calendar that the Lord's already given you and what he's put on this calendar is a year of a lot of new things.
Sweet. Yeah. And I didn't
know
any of that.
So if you picked like, even rest, though I think, I do think rest is a good one, but if you, obviously, I think if you pick something that closed you off, you might miss a lot of the interesting things that'll happen this year that'll never, you'll never graduate from college again.
Yeah.
And you'll never get married again, you know? And so, most likely. And so, that's the plan.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's this year of you to have these chances to embrace what God's already putting before you.
Absolutely,
and you don't even know.
I don't even know the half of it.
Right. Right. But what you do know, which I think is such a huge thing, what you do know is what you need to do well with the things on your calendar.
Yeah.
And what you need is openness and an open heart and an ability to embrace new things.
Yep.
So to say, hey, that's okay. I'm exploring.
Yeah.
What are the downsides of being an explorer?
I think for me, the biggest thing is going to be feeling like I'm coming up short or like I'm missing an opportunity, which could be the opposite of what I want to feel. Like if I'm in a situation and then something passes and then later I'm thinking about it and thinking back and thinking that I didn't explore an area, then I might get down on myself for that, which I think is going to be something that I need to focus on.
Right. And I also think, I think a lot of times, I do this a lot in with work decisions where I will go, I want to do that because I want to be the first person who does that.
Yes.
So I want to work with this company even though no one else has done that. Or I want to go to this event even though no one else has done it before. I want to go, I want to write this even though, and I forget the trouble of being a trailblazer.
Yes.
I forget that sometimes people have built an interstate that I could drive down and instead I choose the dirt road.
Yes.
You know? And so I think that'll be interesting to watch too, because explorers are often pioneers, are often the first one somewhere.
Right. And also lately in my quiet time, I've also felt a big push of the Lord being like, I need you to fight this battle, and it's a battle that you're fighting and you need to take charge because a lot of people around you don't see things the way that I've given you eyes to see.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of interesting to sit with him and say, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So exploring in the sense of like, maybe other people aren't doing it, and maybe I will be a pioneer, and that's okay. But, I mean, there's also, there's a lot of respect for the people that have come before us to blaze that trail, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
That's right. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So I picked the word Sabbath, you know?
Yes.
And so it's so funny that you're like, let's do things. And I'm like, let's take a nap. So it'll be great for us traveling together. But tell me what you think when you think of Sabbath. Like, really, because my goal this year, it's not even like this, it's not like I've got it figured out and it's the steps. Like just today I deleted email off my phone.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I just need, what I do not have is space and I just need some space.
Yep.
And so tell me like, what do you know about Sabbath and what do you think about when you think about Sabbath?
Well, I mean, from a Christian, growing up in a Christian household, Sabbath was always Sunday and it was always a day of rest. But I don't think I ever really grasped that.
And did y'all observe it? There are people leaving comments on the blog who are like, yeah, my family didn't do anything from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. I'm like, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I wish that I had been more intentional about that. And I still have a hard time with the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Because I want to go into church ministry too. It's hard to think of Sunday as a Sabbath when it seems to be the busiest day of work. So I'm trying to figure that out too with what my future looks like in church leadership.
And you and Colin are going to build a family this year, right? Yeah. And so y'all have to figure out how do you put Sabbath into the family that you're building.
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, what I want to do eventually and start working towards now is having a day, might not be Sunday necessarily because of my job, but I don't know. I want a day where I'm very focused on the Lord and I'm not into social media and I'm not checking my emails and I'm not feeling restless. I'm just resting in his presence. And if I feel pulled to go drive around for an hour, like I'll do that.
Right.
I'm just kind of leaving space for the Lord to surprise me more than he does now. Mm-hmm. And having that space open, like you were saying, having that time is going to allow for him to work a little bit more clearly probably than when our days are so busy.
Yeah. I've just kind of seen like, something happened last fall.
Yeah.
That by the time the fall was over and like the end of December, mid-December came around, I just didn't want to do anything.
Right.
I didn't want to answer an email. I didn't want to check a tweet. I didn't want, I mean, I didn't want to do anything. And I just thought, we're not, this isn't how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the beginning, when God made the earth in 7 days, he had work and rest as a part of the earth before there was ever sin.
Right.
Right? And so I'm like, so those are supposed to go together.
Yeah.
Right? He never meant for us to only work or for us to always rest.
Yes.
They were meant to go together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at it. I am too concerned about making sure some people read my tweets and like my Instagrams and answer my emails and update me on things that I care too much about. Right?
Right.
I think I just have started to care too much, and it has consumed my life.
Mm-hmm.
My iPhone has consumed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, how do you rest?
Yeah. What does that look like for you, do you think?
I don't know. I think part of it is going to look like being, like you said, an intentional day or so of being, and for me, the same. Sundays don't get to be my day off because I usually am flying home on a Sunday or speaking on a Sunday morning at a church or speaking Sunday night at a church. So, so Sundays don't get to be restful for me. I mean, I sometimes get a nap, but it's not like a real rest on a Sunday for me. And so a lot of times, I've said this to you before, but I call my Tuesdays Saturday Tuesdays because that's the day that I will take off. But even Tuesday night, we have small group.
Yeah. So
Tuesday night, I still cook dinner and still have everybody over and still prepare emotionally and spiritually for leading small group.
Right.
So I think for me, it'll look like a day that I'm disconnected from computer and phone and all that stuff. But... so I had a friend Sunday at brunch. We were all talking about our words for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of was like, well, I think you need to take more time away from friends. I feel like you fill your schedule with friends.
Huh.
And when you're home, either you're traveling or you're home and your schedule's packed.
Yeah.
And so that's an interesting thing for me to wrestle with is like, I love being with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that is life-giving for me because I'm like...
yeah.
An
That's
ENFJ.
How you recharge.
I'm a big, I'm a big extrovert, big time. And so I love seeing people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like you listen to your people's wisdom and you match it with God, what God says, and figure out, like, I would have never thought that myself. So am I supposed to listen to that wisdom for my life?
Right.
Or is that just two different personalities having a conversation?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
You know? So that's a thing. I'm also going to read a bunch of books. I ordered a bunch of books from Amazon on like, people keep talking about these three particular books that are about Sabbath. So I'm going to read those.
Interesting. Yeah.
The number one people tell me about is called The Rest of God.
Hmm.
So I'm going to read that one first.
I'm so excited for your word because I think there's a lot to be said about Sabbath that people don't hear.
Right.
Often.
And aren't observing. I'm not.
And I don't know if Sabbath has to be, I mean, it has to be a full day because in the Bible it was a full day.
Right.
But I don't think that that should discourage people if they can't find that full day.
Right.
Which is something that people should think about too, is it's okay if you can't find a full day.
Yeah, to start.
Yeah, to start, yeah.
Right, because we've all built lives.
Right.
I mean, it's the same as being like, well, here's the weight you should be. Well, you aren't going to lose 30 pounds the first week.
Yeah.
But you can inch toward, and that's kind of... for me, I kind of have reached a point of not having, because my life doesn't, I don't get to take 3 or 5 months off or take a year off of work or, and I don't want to, that's not what I feel called to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I feel is the right thing for me. I know other people that I love have taken sabbaticals and will take sabbaticals, and people need it. This year, that's not what I feel like the Lord's asking me to do. I feel like it's more like, within your schedule, within what I've already given you, within the opportunities and the doors that I've clearly opened, what does it look like for you to find Sabbath and to find rest in the calendar I've already laid out for
and
you?
What's more important than that? There's nothing more important than having a Sabbath with the Lord. Because
even, like, what about people with kids?
Yeah.
How do they find Sabbath?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. When you've got two toddlers running around, pooping their pants and needing food and waking up early, I mean... I don't know.
I don't know
how you find it there. So I'm kind of like, if I can't find it in this season of my life, right?
That's how I feel, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't find exploring in this season of your life, we won't be able to find it in other seasons.
Yes.
If I can't find rest now when I take care of me and that is it, then I mean, not even a dog or a fish.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll ever find it when they're a husband and babes involved, you know?
Little Annie's.
Tiny Annie's.
Little Annie's.
Just a bunch of
around.
Annie's running around. That is the world's nightmare. Okay, so what does it look like? This is one quick thing I want to ask you too. What does it look like to check in with your word? Like when I'm thinking about Sabbath, I'm like, what is it going to look like for me to make the New Year's resolutions last 22 days? That's the stat.
What a bummer.
So how do we? How do you keep checking in with Explore? How do I keep checking in with Sabbath in a way that lasts longer than January 22nd?
Oof. For me, it's community. I feel like when I'm trying to be intentional about something, I have a few friends that I know I can tell anything to and they're not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that looks like maybe coffee dates every couple of weeks, every couple of, you know, whenever. And just having them know that that's my word and know what I'm working towards and asking me about it. Yeah. Because I think that when people don't know our words, they're not going to ask. And that intentionality then kind of loses itself in it.
And you know, one thing I thought I might do is get a journal that's just about Sabbath.
I like that.
And like before this even majorly kicks off, sit down, like it's something I want to do today, is get a new journal and sit down and go, here's how I feel. Yeah. Here's the tired I feel.
Yeah.
Here's what I, without cracking the Bible, without starting a book, here's what my brain and heart have understood Sabbath means and what it means to me so far and what I want it to mean.
Right. I think that with a word, I think it you need to sit down with yourself and think, what are my goals that I'm working towards within this word?
Yeah.
Because just having a word is kind of vague.
Yeah. So if you hate journaling, you don't. I don't. But there could be friends of ours listening that hate journaling and don't want to just write about it. Mm-hmm. So you're saying they should tell other people, community. Yeah. What else, what are some other ways you could keep your word in check?
Well, community is the first one that comes to mind. It, also, I think that it can play into whatever passions they have.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think that also depends on your word.
Right.
But if you...
But I mean, there's one girl on my blog who said her word was advocacy.
Whoa.
And I'm like,
that's
okay,
a word.
You're going to have to do some things, sister.
Yes. Yeah. So for a person like her, maybe that means telling people about her favorite book and why. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know. That's
I mean, that's kind of what we've talked about. I know. That's what you and I have talked about and we've talked on the internet about since Let's All Be Brave came out is this idea of like, courage doesn't have to be moving to the other side of the planet.
Yes.
It's you can do brave things in your everyday
Absolutely.
Right where you are. And so many people pick brave and so many people pick courage, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
But I also think that doesn't mean you have to be Googling what country you're supposed to move to.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is talking to someone at the grocery store that you wouldn't have talked to before.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It is so much harder to talk to a stranger than it is to travel to a third world country.
I think so.
I don't know why.
I think that could be too. That's also because you love Haiti.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, and I think another thing people can do that I'm going to do as well is like I have a Pinterest board.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going
to use social media to continue talking about it. Even when I tweeted about it yesterday, a pastor here in town said, it's been the most influential discipline my wife and I have added to our lives. And I wrote him back. I was like, I want you to tell me more.
Yes.
Tell me more. So we're going to get coffee and he's going to tell me about it. And I think that, so I think using, I mean, anyone who's listening to a podcast uses the internet. So I think using your internetness to help you keep strong to that word. And I think there's a hashtag one word 365. I think it is.
Ooh.
Should have probably looked that up before we got started.
Something like that.
One word 365 that helps you, I mean, I think you log, I'm saying things I do not know. I think it's a website. It's at least a hashtag, but it's a way to hold each other accountable too.
I like that. So I feel like aside from community and Pinterest board's a good idea.
Yeah.
But for guys, what do you think?
I think some dudes Pinterest.
Absolutely.
Some don't. Okay. So for dudes, I would also say probably tweeting or Instagramming maybe.
Yeah. And maybe within schools.
That's a cool idea.
You know,
yeah.
For a high school girl, I'm thinking... How would I have used my word?
I'd have written it on a note card and hung it in my locker.
Yeah, that's good.
I hung things in my locker.
I would have put it in my agenda.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every week, doodled.
For sure, doodled.
Yeah, if you like to draw, doodle your word. Doodle what it means to you.
If you like to draw, you can draw our words and mail it to us.
Yeah.
We love that. Yeah, I think that could be really...
Yeah.
I don't know. And it feels like... And people keep saying this to me on social media and on the blog... As well, this idea that this year has a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about 2015 that feels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. I think people are starting to prioritize in a new way, recognize the spiritual discipline of prioritizing your own self-care and your health, your personal health, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I think that's going to do something.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. And I think that's, so I'm very interested to watch this year as people go like, I'm picking rest, or I'm picking explore, or I'm picking love, or perseverance, or whatever. I just think it'll be, I think it could be really interesting.
I'm excited.
I know, me too. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, any day.
This is fun. I know I tell you this privately, but I'll tell you this publicly too. I totally love working with you.
It's so fun.
It is so fun. We have the best time. And I just, I'm so grateful every time you show up and sit across the table. I know.
I've known a little internship.
I know. It would turn into a real thing where you book me rental cars and help me answer all my emails. And deal with all the merch. And count books all the time. So, all right. Love you.
I love you too.
Right? Isn't she like the cutest, sweetest thing? I know. It is such a joy to work with her every day. And I loved getting to chat with her this morning. I just can't even tell you. It was like we forgot the microphone was there. It was so fun and so interesting to think about our words for 2015. I wonder, what are your thoughts? Are you going to pick a word for this year? I would love for you to share that with us either on social media. My name is at Annie F. Downs. Or in the comments on the blog where this is posted, or shoot me an email. I would just love to hear, like, what's your word you're going to pick this year? How are you going to involve it in your daily life and really make some adjustments around it? And how do we not let it drop after the end of January, right? And then, like, in December, think about it again. I would just love to hear what your thoughts are on picking a word. Or maybe you're not picking a word and you're intentionally not picking a word. I would love to know why that's your choice too. I think that'd be super interesting. So, hey, thanks so much for tuning in. I love getting to do this. I love getting to talk to my friends. Feel like we have another way to connect. It would mean so much if you get a chance. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. And that way you don't have to like find the podcast when it comes out. It will come to you. And also when you're on iTunes, if you wouldn't mind leaving a little review and 5 stars or however many stars you feel are appropriate, that would mean a ton. I know that when I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to, I trust the reviewers. And so I want people to hear from you about why they should join our little group of friends. While you're there, by the way, I have to tell you that my friends Jeff and Alyssa Bethke have started a new podcast that I totally love. So I would really suggest you downloading that one as well if you're looking for more podcasts to listen to. As I send you on your way this afternoon, I'm going to leave you with a little more Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Hope you enjoy it, and I will talk to you guys soon. But every